Hi, this is a dictation for Rakesha O'Neal, R-O-Q-U-E-S-H-A-O-N-E-A-L. Rakesha O'Neal, date of service is 10-7-2022. Date of birth is 12-9-75. Date of accident is 4-16-2021. The patient reports that she is here for a follow-up evaluation. And earlier she was being seen at Northland Radiology. And in an accident, allegedly she was a passenger on the right side. Her sister was driving. And on 4-16-2021, she was rear-ended on an intersection light. This impact caused her headaches with dizziness, vertigo, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of memory, fearful of the event, as well as pain in the neck, upper back, lower back, pain in both hands, both knees, both ankles, and difficulty in lifting the arms, especially the left arm, beyond 120 degrees of abduction. She also had reported carpal tunnel syndrome involving all the five fingers, according to her. She can walk up to two blocks and sitting and standing 3 or 4 hours and also sleep. These are the initial symptoms. Then the patient has been undergoing therapy from previous to our coming and even after coming. She was referred by her friend, William Wilson, who is also our patient, who was traveling in the car. Apparently, Ms. Rakesha O'Neill has a headache that are around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in the neck and the lower back is reported to be 9. And pain in the left shoulder is around 7. Pain in both the both hands and all the fingers is also continuous. Along with this, patient has some pain in the both knees and both ankles. Pain level varies from 7 to 8. ADLs are affected. 70% relief has been obtained in the symptoms since the time of accident. ADLs that are reported affected are as follows. The mood is affected, 8. General activity and walking ability and work is affected, 7. Enjoyment of life is affected, 7. Relationship with other people and sleep is affected, 6. In the system review, patient has reported that she is suffering from the following symptoms. Difficulty sleeping, tension, anxiety, depression, panic, loss of memory. However, the patient denies any history of any headaches or vision disturbance, double vision, dizziness, vertigo, or any fainting, blackout, seizures. Denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, or confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of suffering from neck pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, and lower back pain, along with this pain in the both knees and both ankle and feet, and pain in the both hands and all the fingers, pain in the left shoulder. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is an asthma, but there is no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no significant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. And current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 219, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam and diagnosis are from previous visit of 9-15-2022, dictation number 0919-025. Patient plan is as follows. The patient has been following through with the primary care physician, and she is taking Procardia XL that has been added, and she has significant issues on the knees. Her legs are giving out. The MRIs that have been done previously were discussed with the patient. Accordingly, here we go. The lumbar spine MRI has a facet hypertrophy at L3-4 with bilateral neural foramen and narrowing. L5-S1, there is a herniated disc at L4-L5, superimposed with a broad-based posterior disc bulge, facet hypertrophy, and spinal canal stenosis, and affecting pressure on the L5 nerve roots. And bilateral neural foramen and narrowing. In L5-S1, there is a facet hypertrophy leading to bilateral neural foramen and narrowing. For this patient was advised lumbar epidural steroid injections, time 4. In the cervical spine, there is a disc, central disc herniation at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, C7-T1, and there's a facet hypertrophy at C7-T1 and T1 and T2. For this findings, patient was reported to have a injection of cervical epidural steroid injection. In the MRI for the left shoulder dated 5/27/2021 shows interstitial insertional tearing of the posterior fibers of supraspinatus, anterior fibers of infraspinatus, and minimal superior labral fraying and mild to moderate AC joint osteoarthritis is visible. For this, the patient has been advised to have a localized injections of the intra-articular and rotator cuff AC joint injections to bring relief. In the right shoulder, MRI dated 5/27/2021 shows mild to moderate posterior humeral decentering, attenuation of the long head of the biceps tendon degenerated, labrum is intact and AC joint is inflamed. Anyway, the patient was advised to have intra-articular injection of the right shoulder and AC joint. Left knee pain, patient is allegedly has a MRI which shows this MRI is dated 4/15/2021, just one day before the other accident, the current accident. And it was having a ACL degeneration, lateral meniscus degeneration, small to moderate size effusion, cartilage thinning, which are related to the previous accident, and no treatment is recommended. In the right knee, however, the patient has a, and this is also dated 4/15/2021, ACL degeneration, patellofemoral flexion syndrome, tricompartmental cartilage loss, and lateral meniscus degeneration. These are all from the previous accident that she had, for which no knee treatment is recommended. At this time, patient is stable. She is prescribed with the following medication, which are Mobic 15 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Elovil 50 mg once at night for pain relief, along with Wellbutrin ER 150 mg for mood elevation, Neurontin 300 mg twice a day for nerve relief, fear research, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. At this time, patient is stable. Her labs have been reviewed, maps have been reviewed. She's provided with a further prescription of Tylenol codeine number 3 every 12 hour PRN, 50 tablets for further pain relief. Other than that, the patient is stable and she'll be seen at a later date. A neuropsych evaluation and treatment was also ordered for this patient. At this time, patient is stable, and this is the end of dictation. Thank you. Urine drug screen was also ordered, and that will be the end of dictation. It's okay.